If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good Sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 9829thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg. Good morning. Take us with you on the Odyssey app, too, if you feel so inclined. It's a Sunday morning. It's the 6th day of April. I'm tangled up in my chair here, Sam.
You all right over there?
I know.
Uh-oh. Here we go. Uh-oh. Come on.
Hey. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And good morning to all you folks in Hapeville.
All right, now.
Hapeville.
That's truly the end of the runway.
Folks helping people out there, being nice.
Porsche plant. You know, shout out to folk over on Central Avenue.
How many people do you actually know named Porsche? Before I moved, I ain't know nobody with that name. I now
really?
Have worked with
okay.
and met three people.
Yeah.
Worked with two of them. I take it back. Shout out to Porsche over at Fox 5.
Absolutely.
Used to steal my
Absolutely.
Lip balm all the time when I was doing casting call over there.
She's got a show every day doing
She does.
Fantastic.
She does a wonderful
fantastic show.
Hey, man, how you doing?
We're here and we're bracing ourselves for this weather, this round of weather that's coming through.
I'm trying not to think about it because I have had a week. And I want to say this up top. I for the first time in 5 years, I have done what I should have been doing
mm-hmm.
when spring hits.
Okay.
But I haven't been able to because of, obviously, family obligations down in Florida. So every time I would think about doing something, I'd stop because I can't get into it because it's going to take a few weeks to do and so on and so forth. And I got to go check on Pops. And now that, you know, unfortunately that's behind me, I find myself getting out there.
Okay.
Power wash. This is Greg's
Ooh.
Week. Power washing, edging, removed some of something that was on the side of the house, got that off. Of course, did the lawn cutting and all that. Jesse's been my foreman all week, by the way.
There you go.
She sits out there in the pollen just looking at me.
And supervising.
But, I mean, doing a whole lot of house
you
stuff.
Need to be supervised.
Yeah. So I don't know how much, you know, you got out there. But the whole time is I'm living on that prednisone because I'm sucking in that pollen.
Yeah, man.
But that's all right.
It's there. We're going to wash that out of the atmosphere today. Might wash some other stuff out of the atmosphere,
yes.
too. But we're going to wash the pollen out of the atmosphere today, at least here in our area. Looking forward to that.
We first of all, thank you for letting us be a part of not just Saturdays, but also now here this Sunday morning. And we are here till 9 o'clock. We're the opening act for obviously a day of college basketball, women's today.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about yesterday's semifinal games. But, of course, the Braves, listen, they got a chip in the W column. That's getting things started. All right. Things started. Yesterday was a bit of a setback again, but we're going to talk about them.
Mm.
You got news. I mean – the big boys are going at it, but let's not forget that we're in the NASCAR season.
Absolutely. They're running up at Darlington, and we're going to give a look at what they're doing as they get ready to run up there. Hopefully this weather won't move over that way later on today and cause delays with the race. We'll see what happens
now, where exactly
with that.
Darlington
in South Carolina, that's right around the North Carolina-South Carolina line.
Okay, they're going to get in today then.
You know, we'll see if we get it in.
Today they will be okay. And by the way, if you can't get in front of a TV, we have got not just the women's national championship game to tip at 3 o'clock, but pregame starts at 2:30. We got the Hawks versus Utah.
Boy, we're trying to rebound from yesterday because that thing with the Knicks was nothing pretty. And
yeah.
Jalen Brunson didn't even play.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But they came out of the locker room just hitting the they couldn't miss. I mean, it was a rough one to watch. And hopefully the team, you know, fouled that one away, dripped it and dropped it in battery acid or whatever, yeah. And come back out all fresh today. That's what we can hope for, right?
That's the kind of loss you want to have. You don't want to have one of these, you know, as I say in baseball too, a 3-2 loss.
Yeah.
You beat yourself up all night long. If I'd have just done that. You get blown up by 20, it just wasn't your day. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, Hawks, Utah, we've got that for you. Pre-tip at 5:30, tip at 6 right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And, of course, tomorrow night we'll have the national championship game too. Also, we're going to talk to Megan L. Hall. She will be joining us in the 7 o'clock hour to talk women's final.
Yep. She is in Tampa.
She is in Tampa.
She's here in Tampa for that.
When last time you been to Tampa?
It's been a minute. I ain't been down there in a while.
You ever zip over to Clearwater Beach, do some stuff?
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah.
It's good? Nice?
Yeah, well, it used to be.
Okay.
It used to be real nice. Yeah, a tornado hit that area and tore it up. But I know Tampa, and a casino there now, too.
Okay.
Yeah, but I didn't win some money. And Tim Scarborough, who is in San Antonio, he will be joining us. Didn't mind the time change.
Okay.
He will be joining us talking about the men's final. And before we get into sports, I want to start off. I put a frown on Noel's face, who will be joining us at some point. But I got some news for you. Some of you may have already heard it, but it's Mega Millions.
Price is
going up.
Going up.
So for those of you who ain't heard, the Mega Millions $2 ticket will now be, are y'all ready for this? $5.
Yeah.
How are they going to? And this is for the Hope Scholarship. This is about putting money in a place
kids.
To help.
It's for the kids. You got to remind yourself. Right? You got to remind yourself it's for the kid.
$5. If you're going to make that change, do it on January 1st. Don't wait till April. Nope. And then just put it under the umbrella of, well, we had this plan for 2025. And it's all that stuff we got to accept when the calendar changes. You do it now in April.
Just dropped it in there on you.
Yeah, that ain't right. So I was going to say, we got that coming up here. I also, we mentioned a little bit of it yesterday, this record that Ovechkin's got.
Mm-hmm.
He is now tied with Gretzky.
Right.
That's not what I'm getting at. The record in and of itself, and we know he's going to pass it. But this is one of those all-time records. Every sport has one. This one, of course, is being absorbed in a way that the NHL is. Okay, so people who care about that kind of thing, they care about it. If you don't, whatever. But my point is this. When you think about the times that those all-time records have been approached or as they've been broken, and the person who runs the league or the person who held the record ain't nowhere in sight.
Yeah.
This is what comes back to – this is what I was thinking about yesterday, by the way, while I was cutting the grass. You know, you always hear about Canadians. They are infinitely nicer than us, right? They're just something in the water up there. They just makes them they get played a lot because they're Canadians, but they're just very, very nice people. And this was an extension of it. When you look at that record, by the way, going to be taken over by somebody who's not from North America. Gretzky was there and Gary Bettman was there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a new day.
As should be.
That's the way it should be, right? But it hasn't been. So I just wanted to acknowledge that. That I, you know, you don't normally see that when one of these all-time records are being busted. We got to get on out of here and get.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get this bang back on track here. Noel screaming at us right now. We're going to come back and talk about some college basketball. And
some Hall of Famers.
Well, that too.
You know?
This could
some
be.
Some of our home folks.
This could be, though, the year that Calvin Sampson sneaks up on everybody. He got a chance tomorrow night. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And take us with you in the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg. Yeah, I know it's a little bit of a tease. We're waiting for the real one tomorrow night.
Yeah.
But it is time to talk a little college. By the way, did you see the documentary, the Luther documentary? Came out, I think it was last year.
Late last year?
Yeah. Jamie Foxx, Mariah Carey, Roberta Flack, Dionne Warwick, all part of that. I have not seen it. I don't know if Noel, if you... Oh, you have? When you get a second, would you please come on and give us just a... Do what you do and then a little bit about this.
Good morning.
Hey! We all right now.
Can I stop? Can I just say something? Every time you do that, we're both grinning from ear to ear. But Sam makes a move, like Ray Charles at the like you do this. You go, hey! I've noticed
what?
That every because you're so happy and
yeah,
just,
man.
Your excitement and the way you move looks like Ray Charles just finishing. You know,
hit that right note.
The only thing missing is your leg going up in your foot.
Man, I always thought he's gonna fall off that piano stool. But go ahead. He never did. But
no,
I always felt like he was about to fall off that thing.
The Luther
documentary. I believe it was, Jamie Foxx and all that, but I believe his niece was also a part of that documentary.
Oh, yeah. Never,
I think she's the president of the fan club.
Never Too Much, it was called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marcus Miller part of it, too, but yeah. Anyway, I just...
Y'all know a song, Marcus Miller co-wrote a song I would have never thought he co-wrote. And Spike Lee.
I tell you what, play it when we come back. If you want to, if you can get your hands on it. I mean, is this something that we can...
We can do that, yeah. We can do that.
You do that?
For you. You brought it up. You teased it, so...
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, we'll do it either when we leave. I'll let you decide, and then you tell us this is the song.
We'll allow you to own that.
But, again, you still didn't tell us what's the documentary. I mean, was it a good one? Is it chronicling his music? Is it more about his life?
No, it stays more on the music side. They touch the life stuff that you can't... like ignore, but they don't get too deep into it. They try to stay on the music side of things.
All right.
But it was really good.
It's worth the watch?
Yeah, it was really well put together.
There you go. That's all we needed. All right. Thank you, Noel. Right. She will be back.
A wonderful endorsement there.
Yes. All right, so where were we, Ray?
See.
I said yesterday on the show, and I felt this for a week or so, I think I might have alluded to it last week. I don't have any sort of insight on this. It's just one of those you throw the darts at the dartboard, and sometimes they hit, sometimes they don't. But I just got this feeling this year, man, about Calvin Sampson and this Houston team.
Mm-hmm.
Not like I've been watching them and see something that they've been doing differently, because they had to come back last night. I mean, they had to come. Three times.
And get a call late.
Well, that's
there's
true.
A lot of people, a lot of Duke fans are going, and maybe not Duke fans, period, that felt like, you know, was that the call to make at that stage of the game anyway?
Duke fans got something to say about a call going the other way? Please.
Well, I don't think necessarily Duke fans. I think just basketball fans.
A call going the other way for Duke? Okay, whether you're a basketball fan or not, we know that there has been an abundance of calls that have gone Duke's way over the years.
Okay.
So for that to have
I give them that. I give them that. But, yeah, the right to have them go against them is a rare trait, especially on this stage, right?
Right. I'll give you that. You know Coach K's sitting there watching that, too. It must have been like you got to wonder what the conversation was like in the heads of Coach K, watching his team go what they went through this during this tournament. Thinking about what was going through Nick Saban's head when he sees Alabama and how they're just approaching the game, the difference between
They don't have to approach anything. They just sit back and watch it.
What you mean? No, I mean how they're looking at their former teams and how they're approaching these big games and how they're performing, too. Again, that was just something that was running through my head. But I don't know how you describe this Duke team this year. It's kind of bittersweet because they're going to be locked in for a minute with this Cooper Flag.
Yeah.
And what this guy may do as far as bringing other players.
Or is he going? Is he going?
I don't think he going. You don't think that kid's going? He's supposed to be a senior in high school, right?
I realize that.
He ain't. He, I don't think his. And I don't see his folks being that.
But he
kind
would be. He'll be the top pick. I mean, if you. I mean, that's the other thing. If you're going to be the top pick,
the only thing I would.
He must really want to be in school. And then the other thing is this though, because there is a salary cap, right? There's a salary cap for rookies going to NBA, which we need to have a salary cap on NIL for folks going into college. But that's a whole nother story. We're not going to get into that today. You know, everybody come back, oh, they're getting this. We'll put a salary cap
on
them coming freshmen.
Well, they're not guaranteed freshmen. Contracts. They act cool and start smashing it back like Deion's doing.
Hey, man. You know, but here's the thing. He can stay in school now because you don't have to go, especially if you know you're going to have a limit on what you get. Right. You stay where you're at. And get that and spend another year in college. So that's the other part of it. To me, the rush to the league, you know, is not what it was.
No,
because
no.
you can get your cash and be in an environment that you like. Obviously, he's in the place where he's comfortable. Obviously, he's got a call for some unfinished business. He got the play dialed up, especially for him at the end of the game. Mm-hmm. You know, and the shot came up short. So I mean that's the other thing. We've seen him do so many remarkable things this season. We were amazed that he was able to play because he got that injury right before the tournament started, and there was that question of his availability. He's played, and he's played well. But you don't want to take away from what Houston did, you know, just resilient in their fight, as well as Florida.
10 points.
Florida was very determined.
Oh, I was nervous on that one.
Florida was very – I mean, two great games last night, two great games for this tournament. But anybody had any question that these were the four teams that deserved to make to the Final Four?
Yeah.
Those questions were answered last night.
That the end of that first half with Auburn and the way they kind of just stumbled in the halftime,
yeah,
gave you hope. And then the way Florida came out in that second half, it was back and forth. And both teams had a chance to shut the door on this game.
Right. You were waiting for them to do that.
I was waiting.
You were waiting for Auburn to get that lead and pull away. You were waiting for Duke to pull that thing out to, like, you know, 15 points or something and just, all right, this is it.
Well, I ain't even talking about Duke. I'm talking about Florida. But the Florida-Auburn game, I was looking at both of these teams having the capabilities to have a run, and it didn't happen. I mean, there were little runs here and there. But this whole thing with Duke and this Cooper Flagg kid and what he's done, they're already saying that he is, and I'm not – a Duke aficionado, but I know some of the names they're talking about. He said he's the best freshman, period.
Wow.
Period.
Wow.
Jay Williams, Grant Hill, Zion Williamson, who all of them?
Kyrie Irving.
Thank you.
You have so many guys that went through that once they had one and dones, you kind of forget they went there. Because for the longest time, it took the longest time to get a guy that would leave early. I think Elton Brand was like the first of their big-time players to leave early.
Didn't Tatum go there too for two seconds?
Yeah, but that's once Coach K started doing the one and dones. It took the longest time for them to get that way. Guys, you know, your Grant Hills and all them dudes stayed all 4 years.
Yep.
So that's been the reputation for Duke, you know, their traditional basketball. So that's one thing. Will this be a one and done for Flagg? We watch and see.
I can confidently say that Cooper Flagg will be the number two college athlete when it comes to NILs next year. He's going to be sitting at number two. Because we know who number one is going to be, that quarterback over there in Texas.
Okay.
Because of his last name.
Yep.
So if everything starts with Arch,
yep,
and going down, he will be, I believe, number two. Maybe Juju, I mean, number three? Yep. She's got to get some.
She brings some cash now. She's bringing in some cash.
That's what I'm saying.
And Flo J's going back to LSU. So you got a lot of folks on the women's basketball. They're going to make some. I think Lauren Betts is going back to UCLA. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're going to stack up some cash now. Yeah. Really high stacks of cash. But you're right. He's going to be right there along with Arch Manning as guys who are going to make that big NIL cash.
And especially now that the, you know, Colorado has emptied out the cupboard over there. That's going to be an interesting watch, too. But anyway, getting back to the basketball.
Yeah,
Sam
Champ Gregg. Bailey going to visit them this week.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, Champ Bailey went out to visit them. Of course, he played with Denver, so. Mm-hmm. But I mean, he came out with Deion Sanders, with Coach Prime, and talked about how he admired the way he practiced, you know, in back in the day. And he talked with the team about the importance of practice, about mm-hmm. giving your all in practice. If you do your all in practice, game day comes, everything falls into place.
Calvin Sampson was talking about the same thing. It's what you do in those moments when the crowd isn't there.
Yeah, when nobody's
that
around.
That prepares you for mm-hmm. when they are there. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com. You a Twinkies fan as we head toward the 7 o'clock hour?
I've avoided those things.
Me too. They were invented today, though.
Yeah.
Somebody said, we're going to put this thing together, and it will last much like a time capsule.
Yeah,
it'll
really.
It'll never go away. But, yeah, Twinkies were in. There was a couple things that came out on this day.
Yeah.
All right, coming up, 7 o'clock hour, Mr. Crenshaw is going to let you know what's going on locally. Maybe incorporate some other things. And we had some.
Matt talking about our Hall of Famers yesterday, man.
We had I thought we were up against it. I'm sorry, my fault.
We got a little time. We got some folks, man.
Shut up then. Go ahead.
No, we got our home folks. We talked about everybody we thought would make it to the Hall of Fame yesterday, and
we got the call. You called it.
Yes. Maya Moore did get the call, and people run down all the things that she accomplished. But we remember them three state championships she won out at Collins Hill High School. And, I mean, after they won the state championship, that's the way you found the school. If you were in Lawrenceville and you got close, you saw a sign, state girls championship this year. You go, go a few more feet, girls championship this year. And, you know, those are the signs that led you to the school at Collins Hill. She's such a great player. And now Collins Hill can say we have a basketball Hall of Famer and a Heisman Trophy winner, as Travis Hunter went to school there, all in a period of a few months, right?
Yep.
So that's and also shout-out to the folks down in Southwest Atlanta Christian you know, Dwight Howard School and the remarkable things he did during his time there. And a lot of people, you know, may debate whether or not he did things in the back half of his NBA career. I'd say the pre-Los Angeles Dwight Howard was on his way to the Hall of Fame, tremendous things. And he gets in twice. He gets in as part of the Redeem Team. People remember who had to make up for that clunker of a USA basketball team at 04 over in Athens in 2008. He was a part of that team that reclaimed the gold for the United States. So great to see our home folks. And talk about game changers. They were really game changers for the high school game. And those two, you know, Maya, Dwight, along with Lou Williams, just, I think, changed the way people saw high school basketball in the state of Georgia. And you know what? We've seen it, you know, carry on this weekend in both Final Fours. Men's and women's Final Four, a number of players from Georgia and playing on these teams. And so it's been tremendous to see that, you know, people say, hey, we know the talent was here. They came here to see it, and it bears it out. You got a couple of Hall of Famers. Once again, folks I covered in high school. I love when folks I covered in high school make
Hall of Fame. I know.
You know.
You get that smile on your face again.
Oh, proud of them. Proud of them.
We're good with this class. This is going to be a really good ceremony when it finally pops. You got starting off with Carmelo Anthony. Mm-hmm. You got Danny Crawford, who, by the way, is a referee, if you know who he was. Billy Donovan. Billy Donovan always reminded me of somebody who was kind of Pat Riley light.
You think so?
He started dressing like, remember when Pat Riley was at his peak? And then you had the guys that came behind him, and Billy Donovan was one of them, slick back hair, and suits and all that sort of stuff. I always thought of him as Pat Riley light. Dwight Howard, on the women's side, Sue Bird. As you mentioned, Sylvia Bowles. You got Maya Moore. I want to ask you about Maya Moore. Maya Moore, oh, and by the way, there's somebody who was elected who I used to work for.
Who's that?
And I couldn't be happy. Mickey Aronson.
Ah.
Mickey Aronson, the owner of the Miami Heat, also the owner of Carnival Cruise Lines.
Didn't know
that. But he made his bones when he was owning NCL, that's where I worked. So Norwegian Cruise Lines, when I was there, was owned by the Aronsons, and that was the best line.
Wow.
It really was. Had the SS Norway and then the five, they called them the white ships, but they did smaller runs, and the SS Norway was blue. It used to be a battleship or one of the ships they used during the war. But anyway, he left NCL and started Carnival, or took over Carnival.
Okay.
So, you know, and of course, you know what he's done in that area down there with the Heat. So, yeah, I got no problem with it. Mickey Aronson. I like him. His check's always cleared.
Oh, there you go.
I had a question about Maya Moore, though, and I'm not going to do it now because we're up against it. But I'm just curious. I wonder if she falls into the category, much like we talk about John Madden. There's a group of people who didn't know that dude was a football coach because they just focused on and they only knew him from the video game or the announcing. She has been off the basketball stage for a while, but she has been more prominently known for those who don't follow basketball for what she did for her husband. And that whole deal with dealing with the government and the way she did and fighting the incarceration of a wrongfully incarcerated man and ended up marrying him, of course. But that whole battle became very public. And that's where a lot of people went, really, she used to play basketball? Look at her. She's considered an activist and so on and so forth. And people come at her differently now than when she was in the sports world. That's what I've heard.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people were disappointed that she didn't go back and play. And I think that's the other part. People are like, man, she going to go like this? She's going to stop like this. She's not going to play anymore. I mean, and it's one of those players that you see and it leave you wanting more. You
know what I mean? The greatness, right.
And, and they walk away. They find a reason to walk away, almost a la Jim Brown.
I was just going to say that's the
right.
Jim Brown,
you know,
award.
Somebody that you want to see more of them. You want to see more of them. You know, they got more left in the tank, and you want to see more.
Barry Sanders,
and they just walk away, right?
And Barry and Calvin,
and
both
they,
of them,
and they keep on walking.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So that's what she did.
All right. Anyway, coming up 7 o'clock hour. Like I said, we got Megan L. Hall. We're going to talk women's college basketball and the WNBA. Got some money flying through the air, believe it or not. I'll let you know about some job opportunities and casting call coming up later on. The fresh one is already posted. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning. It's Sunday morning, excuse me. The 6th day of April. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.